во сне и не спросит меня, почему так тревожно, томительно мне, почему же я одна и висит надо мной тишина, где потухшие окна и где нету моего окна. Есть у города много огней, каждый чьей-то любовью зажжен. Мой огонь, как узнать поскорей, где однажды засветится он? Почему? Потухшие окна, нигде нету моего окна. Все мне снятся нескладные сны, все я словно куда-то лечу, чтобы легким крылом тишины твоему прикоснуться плечу. Почему же я одна и висит надо мной тишина, где потухшие окна и где нету моего окна? Звуки гаснущих сильных шагов, почему же я одна? И висит надо мной тишина, где потухшие окна и где нету моего окна. Звуки гаснущих сильных шагов я ловлю переулке пустом.
Block will keep on destroying, looting, fucking up and killing until the money work system no longer exists and automation is completely instituted. With Mark Ariel Waller, John Wilde. And
И как-то ненавидел весь дом, только песня совсем не о том. как не ладили люди с котом.
Rice paddies. Rice paddies remain
Nymer.
Peasants in rice paddies as one regime topples another. A few of the more volatile will whimper and sulk and throw their toys and dish rags on the ceiling. Time together. A video project in many episodes by Mark Ariola for Mindaugas Triennial 2012 at CAC Vilnius. 12 episodes of a series set alongside the triennial. Time together. You can watch it, all 12 episodes, via Mark website. Can you turn my microphone down?
Если черный кот дорогу перейдет, а пока наоборот, только черному коту и не везет. Бедный кот от кустов до хвоста больше, чем сама чернота. Да и песенка как обидно быть черным котом. Говорят, не повезет, если черный кот дорогу перейдет, а пока наоборот, только черному коту и не везет. Не везет. Не везет.
Curious orange. But on the whole, yeah, we got on very well.
Have you never been tempted to stray?
A good few years ago, Joan, when I was a security guard for a sweet factory in the Rotherham area, yeah. I attended a conference. I've written a song about it, actually.
Oh.
In the folk idiom. Don't know if you like folk.
Yes.
I don't.
Oh.
I think it encourages slovenly dress.
Do you?
But it just came out like that.
Yes. Can I hear that song, John?
Not now,
because
John.
Because you've got your organ out, I notice.
Yeah, but there's...
Can I... Please, I... John.
No.
Come on.
Well...
Play me the song.
All right. Oh. But I must be crazy.
You're not crazy, John.
I am, Joan, because
no.
Mary will be home very shortly, and I still haven't painted the window.
But I shall paint it, John, while you sing the song.
Yes, well...
The music will spare me out.
Ooh. Right, yes. Yeah, Joan's painted the windowsill. In time to the music. Lovely. I was at a conference for security personnel. They just completed the opening address when I started to feel unwell. So I put down my fat pack and tiptoed out to the gents for a quick splashdown. Then I popped to the bar for an orange juice, and I saw as I sat down an unaccompanied lady sitting at the bar.
Did
you? Unaccompanied lady, I wonder who you are.
Did you, John? Did you take a shine to her?
Well, let's find out, John. Who she was plain, because she wore on her lapel a badge which bore the name Denise from the Derbyshire town of Bakewell. She was a beauty oh so rare, I trembled as I saw her stoop to retrieve a packet of nuts she dropped upon the floor. An unaccompanied lady sitting at the bar. Unaccompanied lady, I wonder who you are. That's it, Joan. Keep it up. Doing very well. At that moment a man appeared, her husband, I presume. He kissed her and briskly whisked her away back to the conference room. I saw them later in the carvery, sharing a leg of lamb, and cursed myself for forgetting briefly that I'm a married man. Oh, unaccompanied lady, sitting at the bar. Unaccompanied lady, I wonder where you are.
I finished.
Joan!
What?
What the hell have you done?
Aye.
Oh, you've got paint all over the glass.
Oh, dear. I got a bit carried away, didn't I?
You did.
Sorry.
Oh, Joan.
Sveiki sutikę praleisti šiek tiek laiko kartu. Šiandien pašnekėsime apie Venerą. Tai artimiausia Žemė vidinė planeta, antra po Merkurijaus pagal nuotolį nuo Saulės. Venera panaši į Žemę savo dydžiu bei tuo, kad turi atmosferą, tik sukasi apie savo ašį į kitą pusę nei kitos planetas. Veneros orbita pasvirusi į ekliptikos plokštumą 3,4 laipsnių kampu. Du kartus per 243 metus su 8 metų tarpu Venera atsiduria tiesėje jungiančioje Žemę ir Saulę. Turime galimybę matyti Veneros tranzitą tai jos linkimą Saulės disku. Paskutiniai tranzitai buvo 2004 metais ir šiemet prieš kelis mėnesius. Nors Venera 4 kart didesnė už Mėnulį, dėl didelio atstumo nuo Žemės, jos diskas atrodo 30 kartų mažesnis už Saulę. Veneros tranzito stebėjimas iš skirtingų Žemės vietų kadaise padėjo nustatyti atstumą iki Saulės, atstumą iki Veneros ir Saulės sistemos matmenis. Dabar šie stebėjimai leidžia tobulinti metodus, kuriais stebimos kitų egzoplanetų atmosferos, joms slenkant per savo šviesulius. O dabar prisijunkime prie kitų.
Situate this source in me without specifying where exactly. No finicking. Anything is preferable to the consciousness of third parties and, more generally speaking, of an outer world. Carry, if necessary, this process of compression to the point of abandoning all other postulates than that of a deaf half-wit, hearing nothing of what he says and understanding even less. Evoke at painful junctures, when discouragement threatens to raise its head, the image of a vast cretinous mouth, red, blubber and slobbering, in solitary confinement, extruding indefatigably, with a noise of wet kisses and washing in a tub, the words that obstruct it. Set aside once and for all, at the same time as the analogy with orthodox damnation, all idea of beginning and end. Overcome, that goes without saying, the fatal leaning towards expressiveness. Equate me, without pity or scruple, with him who exists, somehow, no matter how, no finicking, with him whose story this story had the brief ambition to be. Better, ascribe to me a body. Better still, arrogate to me a mind. Speak of a world of my own, sometimes referred to as the inner, without choking. Doubt no more. Seek no more. Take advantage of the brand new soul and substantiality to abandon, with the only possible abandon, deep down within. And finally, these and other decisions having been taken, carry on cheerfully as before. Something has changed, nevertheless. Not a word about Mahud or Worm for the past. Ah, yes, I nearly forgot. Speak of time without flinching. And what is more, it just occurs to me by a natural association of ideas, treat of space with the same easy grace, as if it were not bunged up on all sides, a few inches away. After all, that's something, a few inches, to be thankful for. It gives one air, room for the tongue to loll, to have lolled, to loll on. When I think, that is to say, no, let it stand. When I think of the time I've wasted with these brand dips, beginning with Murphy, who wasn't even the first, when I had me on the premises, within easy reach, tottering onto my own skin and bones, real ones, rotting with solitude and neglect, till I doubted my own existence, and even still, today, I have